If you're at risk for heart disease or diabetes, dieting might not be the key to better health. We'll explain in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1488. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline to learn how to get your free foreclosure list at 800-335-1488. That's 800-335-1488.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 9th, the 313th day of the year. Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson has a birthday, and the Berlin Wall was opened on this day in 1989. Diet or exercise? Which is more important if you carry around a spare tire? Some new research is suggesting that moderate exercise, even in the presence of a high-fat diet, will reduce the risk factors associated with extra belly fat. While a balanced diet is always important to overall health, regular physical activity seems to be more effective at reducing inflammatory chemicals that cause heart disease and diabetes. At least when it comes to belly fat, staying off the couch is more important than staying away from the muffins. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more health news at almanac.com.